Coast 93.1. We have to get into this chicken thing, Todd. You just talked about chicken racing a chicken, and I thought it was kind of a joke. You legitimately had a discussion about whether or not you could race a chicken, and researched it.
It got to the point where we were researching how do you race a chicken, because if you think about it, like you put a chicken down to race, it's gonna run. All over the place. Like a chicken with its head cut off.
That's,
you know?
Yeah, right. It's going to serpentine, and you can't keep up. Yeah.
No.
So
to get a chicken to run straight, apparently you need like a remote control car, and you just you drive it straight, and the chicken will follow it.
Okay.
So this is going to happen. So apparently this is going to happen.
Okay.
Wow.
First of all, where did you read that?
It's online.
Oh,
like, just Google
it.
It
must be right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like... Google how fast a chicken runs. It runs like 9 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And like the average human can run about 8 miles per hour.
Wow. But and you're
you,
not
and
average.
And you think you're above
I feel
average.
Like I'm a little better than average.
Wow.
So that's why I was challenging this chicken to a chicken fight, basically. Chicken race.
Hold on.
Oh, a chicken fight.
Was there
a
chicken?
Where
were you?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right. So,
well, this is what happens when your kids are at, you know, sleepaway camp.
Right.
I think this happened around the fire at around
midnight.
You
end up with a few drinks, and my mouth starts running, and I challenge people to races.
Okay.
That's what happens.
Right. And then where were you that you were hanging out with a chicken?
Well, there's chickens across. We were in a neighborhood at a friend's house, and one of the other friends at this party has a bunch of chickens.
And so it was a chicken across the road?
So I imagine this is...
That's funny. Literally,
it literally was a chicken across the road.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Good
one, this Kelly. Is
right. So I imagine this is how this went. You know, I'm a lot faster than you think. You know, and then the other one, like I don't know, Richard is like, oh well, maybe I could beat you, Todd. I don't know.
Wait, you're gonna shut one eye when
I got longer legs. And then the other guy goes, oh yeah, forget you, Richard. Todd, I'll put you up against Henrietta.
Actually, it's the Jen Mitchell. It's called Jen Mitchell. Their fastest chicken is Jen Mitchell.
What, do they race their chickens?
They have like 8 chickens, and he's like, I know which one I would put you up against. It'd be Jen Mitchell.
Oh my God.
Okay,
this
were
is
you
a
in
ring.
Like Acton or Sanford? I mean, where were you hanging out?
This is Cape Elizabeth. This is Broad Cove, Cape Elizabeth.
Oh, excuse me.
I hope the Cape Elizabeth police are listening to this chicken ring that's going on.
Seriously.
I don't want to say what else it could be called because that's bad.
Right. Don't say that, please.
The chicken ring.
Thank you.
We won't get away with that one.
We won't get in trouble.
Okay.
But.
So, okay. Well, Todd, let us know when the chicken race happens, okay? And
it's in the works. The wife of the chickens wouldn't let it happen because
the wife of
she's really attached to these chickens, and she didn't want to see Jen Mitchell lose or get hurt.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, because if the chicken doesn't run in a straight line and cuts over, you could trample
it. I might
step
on it. Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't know.
And then, if you hit it in the right spot, you could choke the chicken and then it could just die. That'd be horrible.
Run, chicken, run.
Okay.